there's been some research done recently on, of course, the big one, Christmas presents this year. Now, I personally haven't even started to think about it yet, which is making me slightly anxious. But we have somebody who we're talking to today who may be able to help us make life a bit easier and also a little bit cheaper. Hello, Claire Bailey, who is the founder of Retail Champion.
Hi.
So we are talking today about gifts, but about re-gifting. For people who don't know what re-gifting is, what is it?
Well, I think it's something we've all done. Certainly a third of us admit to doing it, and maybe more of us are doing it and keeping it quiet. And that's basically when you receive a present that you think, oh gosh, I really am not keen on this. You fake the smile. And then later you recycle the same old present to somebody else, wrap it up and pretend you've bought it for them. And effectively that's re-gifting. And I mean, who knows, these things could go round for years.
I think it's actually very, very positive. It's very environmentally friendly, isn't it? And it means that you're not going to get quite so much clutter. I actually have, I'm hoping that the relevant people aren't listening to this, but I actually have a gift that I'm planning on re-gifting and even know who I'm going to give it to. It's very nice, actually. It's like a little thing you put on your kitchen shelf and you grow garden herbs in it. But I already have one. And someone gave me this other one. I thought, you don't have more than one kitchen windowsill normally, do you? So I'm going to give it to a friend and they don't know. A third of people admit to doing this. Have you ever done it, Claire?
Oh, absolutely. I'm definitely up for admitting that. The thing is, though, okay, it's environmentally friendly, it's recycling. But let's face it, if you're one of the people doing the giving and you're thinking that you've done a great job of providing a lovely gift, and something like 70% of us do believe they've chosen a really good present for friends and family, and actually you're the person on the receiving end of that, having to fake the smile and keep them happy. And then, like you say, keep it secret that you're passing it on. That's no good. Wouldn't it just be nicer for all concerned that instead of having the clutter, we actually had something we really wanted? And I think that's what it's all about, really, isn't it? Getting the present right first time and not necessarily being in a position where you have to pass it on.
Do you think this, because there's something, isn't there, quite British about sort of saying, oh, you know, don't bother, don't buy me a gift, there's nothing I need. And you know that that person's going to buy you a present, but saying, please, will you buy me this? That's sort of difficult to say sometimes, isn't it?
It is. This research shows us that a lot of people are faking the smile. So 80% of us are disappointed, 70% think we get it right. And if we're too coy to put together a list, then, I mean, what can we expect? And it's actually, this research has been commissioned by Amazon, and it's through their facilities that obviously we can actually drive out much better gift choices. They're launching something on amazon.co.uk/Christmas. Which helps you to really filter out all the noise from all the different options available to us these days and start looking for those too coy to write a list at, okay, gift ideas for, let's say, mum or teenager or aunties or grandma.
I know that some people are harder to buy for than others, aren't they? Did you get any results on who are the most tricky people to buy for?
Yes, we did. Now, there was the obvious answers. I think mums were the easiest to buy for, but in my mind, that's probably because quite a lot of us talk to our mums more often than other people. Or maybe mums are just generally nice and grateful for anything they receive. And dads were one of the trickiest. So again, is that because they're just not telling us what they want? Or is that just because dads tend to be the kind of people that go out and buy what they want when they need it? They don't sort of wait. So it could be a number of reasons there. I'm just not at all surprised that it seems to be that we find the men in our lives most difficult to buy for.
I completely agree with that. I did always wonder, is it because I am a woman that I find buying for women easier? But actually everybody seems to struggle with men's presents. People in Yorkshire have an average of 18 gifts to buy for at Christmas. I currently have one of those lists on my phone where you have a list of everyone that you have to buy for. Mine is bang on 18, so I'm absolutely fitting into the Yorkshire gift buying guidelines. What would your advice be? Re-gifting is one option if you have something in your cupboard and you think that would suit that person well, but what other advice would you have, Claire?
Well, I think, as you pointed out, you're already beginning to worry that you've not got started yet. So obviously, get started as soon as possible. Plan it out. Do your research. Listen to them. ask them what they want, set a budget per person so that obviously you don't get a nasty surprise at the end of the year when you've maybe gone a bit mad on the spending. Try to stick to your budget. And I would say that take advantage of opportunities coming up, because actually right now we're about to see the launch of Black Friday, which is fantastic, and it's a great way for people to save a few pounds and get some Christmas gifts on deals and discounts. But also use these facilities, use the filters on the Amazon Christmas page, have a good dig around and get inspired by some of the ideas that are out there so that you can begin to sort of put the name against the gift and build up your 18 list.